This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Laura Zelaznik. Daniel Zuckerman and Victoria Addison talked to many local farmers in the Daily Mail about the dry conditions after the State Department of Environmental Conservation issued a drought watch for all of New York State. Lloyd Zimmerman, owner of Black Horse Farm in Athens, added a $50,000 irrigation system recently and is using it all the time. "This is very costly to us," he said. "The price of produce will be high, I have no doubt," end quote. Katie Lintz, the head gardener at the 300-plus acre Liberty Farms in Ghent, said, quote, "I'm just trying to run the irrigation all the time, even in the middle of the day, when it's not an efficient use of water, but I have to do it." Ron Bullich, owner of Bullich's Creekside Farm in Leeds, reports the unusually warm weather hurt the farm's peaches and plums, and that west of Route 81 has been receiving normal amounts of rainfall. At Holmquist Farms in Hudson, Terry Holmes says, "We just can't keep up with the demand. When you're pumping a couple of inches of water just on the sweet corn alone, it really takes out a lot of water," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Real Clear Politics reports the results from a Quinnipiac poll released July 19th. It shows Democrat Chuck Schumer leading Republican Wendy Long by a 60-28 margin in the U.S. Senate election. For president in the state, the poll says 45% of New Yorkers support Democrat Hillary Clinton, 33% for Republican Donald Trump, 6% for Libertarian Gary Johnson, and 4% for the Green Party's Jill Stein. See Real Clear Politics for details. Matthew Hamilton in Capital Confidential reports that Governor Andrew Cuomo says he will speak at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia next week. Quote, "Prominent speaking role is the president and is the vice president," he told reporters in Binghamton after an unrelated event. "I'm not going to be the presidential or the vice presidential nominee. I'm sure I'll have a speaking role. I've had a speaking role in the past conventions, but this is going to be about Hillary Clinton and whoever she picks as vice president," end quote. So far, former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani and Donald Trump and his relatives have been the only prominent New York Republicans to speak this week at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. Lorna Chirot Littleway reports in the Columbia paper that Hillsdale will host the Old Tones Roots Music Festival at the Cool Whisper Farm on County Route 21 in September. On July 11th, the town's Planning and Zoning Board approved the September 8th to 11th festival, though town supervisor Peter Sipkowski said they are still discussing, quote, "strengthening liability coverage," end quote. The Foghorn String Band, Tuba Skinny, Jesse Leger and Bayou Brew, Raya Brass Band, and Ankrumdale's The Hay Rollers are among the performers at the festival. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. This has been the WGXC News Update.